Good morning and welcome to Apple A Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I'm Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Laura Suggs. She is a nurse practitioner who is joining us in our spine care and neurosurgery center here at Lake Region Healthcare, one of the newest members of our medical staff, and we're so excited to welcome you to the Lake Region Healthcare family. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
So we just like to take this time on Apple A Day to help our community get to know any new members of our medical staff and share, you know, helpful information for them to help manage their health. And this is just a great time to introduce you to them. So let's start by telling them a little bit more about who you are and what your background is prior to joining us here at Lake Region.
Sure, you bet. Thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me. And I'm so lucky to be working here at Lake Region. So just a little bit about me. I grew up between Enderlin and Barnesville. I did graduate from Enderlin. I left for 20 years and came back. But in my 30s, I found that I had a life change. And my neighbor, he worked for the Miami-Dade Fire Department. And he said, Laura, you should be an EMT. That's the job you need to do. And I thought, an EMT? I don't even know what an EMT is.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay. So I went to my first class, and I walked out of that class, and I said, I should have been doing this my whole life.
Wow.
Why didn't anybody tell me? So anyway, with the progression of that, I was an EMT, and then I went to the fire academy, and then I went to paramedic school, and I earned a degree in emergency management, and I was in South Florida at the time, so one of my first jobs was I was a flight paramedic, and I flew all over the world, and I transported patients, and then I got a job in a really busy ER, so I was working in the ER, and then all of a sudden, I'm watching all these nurses and nurse practitioners and physicians, and I'm like, you get to do what? This is so cool. Well, wait a second. I want to do that. Oh. I didn't know that was out there either. Mm-hmm. So by being exposed, I thought this is so fabulous. But at the time, I had an opportunity at a job in Alexandria, Virginia, which is right outside of the Washington, D.C. area. And I have family there, and it was a big opportunity to work as a paramedic for the city of Alexandria in their fire department. Mm-hmm. So I moved there, and I worked there, and we were first due to the Pentagon. So many really cool things. I was able to teach paramedicine. It was really fun, but I had this yearning to come back home. I'm the oldest of five, and all my brothers and sisters were having kids. They were still in the, you know, Fargo-Moorhead area. My mom and dad are still in Enderlin. All my, you know, connections were still here, so my best girlfriend from high school said, oh, Laura, you should move back and become a nurse.
Yeah.
So then I was like, that's a great idea. So once more, a life change. And I started at Rasmussen. Uh-huh. And, you know, from there, I got my associates, and then I got my BSN. And then recently finishing up, I got Simmons University out of Boston. That's where I got my master's in family nurse practitioner. So, yeah, I'm really thrilled to have, you know, have these other experiences. I'm not a traditional student per se, mm-hmm. but I think some of these other career changes that I've had really have helped build what I can offer
absolutely.
My nurse practitioner role.
Yeah, what a great diversity of background that you bring. That's really fascinating. So you've told me what inspired you to to kind of get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
What was it specifically about Lake Region Healthcare and the opportunity here in the back center that appealed to you?
So Lake Region itself has this reputation for exceptional care. And they're also known to like break barriers and really be progressive thinkers. So I've always had my eye on Lake Region. But, you know, sometimes the timing isn't always right.
Right.
You know, we live on a farm south of Barnesville. So for me, it's in my backyard. It's my community. This mm-hmm. is where I go. This is where my father-in-law would go. My mom and dad are still in Enderlin. I needed to be in this part of the world, in mm-hmm. this rural part. But they are progressive, and I would feel comfortable sending them here. And I knew that. So that drew me in. They have a team-based approach in the community, and that's what I want to be a part of.
That's great. That's mm-hmm. all so true. Let's talk a little bit more about what are the kinds of things you do?
Well, one of the things that we are going to do is, you know, we always want to do, the first goal is non-surgical. So that means really the triaging is really, really important. So, you know, whether it be through imaging or the physical assessment, we're going to get you to the right place. So we initially, you know, maybe it's strengthening, maybe it's massage, heat and cold therapy, you know, those type of things. We're going to really address those first, get to the underlying problem so that we can really make whatever, you know, your picture whole. And if we need to get you to the next level, I'm going to know how to get you there. And I'm going to have a team, a really collaborative team of folks that can get you the help that you need.
Absolutely. We're so lucky to have Dr. Jared Broadway here with his surgical experience, like you said, determining what the right path is and then having all the right experts in the right places where you can get people to get the help and the pain relief that they need. Back pain is such a common issue. So let's talk a little bit about that. What kinds of tips do you have for protecting your back and neck, both from injury or from, you know, those things that are likely to long-term cause some chronic pain?
Sure. You know, this is very interesting. So just like good nutrition, okay, it's important to feed your body. You have to take care of your spine. So, and I know this is for everything. It's hydration. You want those discs. You want that spine to work. You got to drink water. Yeah. Everybody says drink water. Well, just do it, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the simplest one of all. But, you know, and of course, I'm kind of kidding, but really I'm not. That's very, very sincere. But, you know, aerobic exercise, it'll help preserve them. You know, maintain a healthy weight. And then, of course, it's good posture, you know, putting your ears in line with your shoulders. When you lift something, get close to it. Keep your back straight and bend with your knees. Mm. Please bend with your knees. You know, strengthening your core. And that's a lot about strengthening and conditioning too. So, you know, make sure you have a strong core. It'll save your back. You know, identify if you are doing repetitive motion. If it hurts, you know, you're going to have to identify, do I need to do this better? Is this some job that I can do? Maybe I have to back up. And if you're going to lift something heavy, don't do it by yourself.
Right.
Have the patience and just know, like, I could hurt myself for, like, long term. So those are really important things. And lastly, you know, we can call this like the no-brainer. Cigarettes, nicotine, you gotta watch. Don't do it. You know, it really depletes the body, you know, from like the proper like blood flow circulation, because they're vasoconstrictors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it just doesn't do us any good. So I just really want to reiterate that, you know. So
yeah, it's so interesting. You know, it's not something you expect to hear when you're talking about how do I prevent back pain.
Yeah,
I'm not smoking, but it's a really good connection to make and a reminder. And I had to chuckle. I was just visiting with a friend this morning when you said if you have to lift something really heavy, just have the patience. She was tired of waiting for someone at Walmart to help her pick up something heavy, and she hurt her back. So that patience can often be a critical component to not hurting ourselves.
That's such
good advice. Something else I wanted to ask you about is how do you know when you should get help? Like, I think myself personally, friends of mine, I know, you know, we kind of maybe minimize a pain that's nagging at us, or we really don't think it's that bad, or we know someone else who we think should get care, but they're not necessarily there yet. What are your tips for this is when you should really see someone about your back pain, because we really could make a difference in your quality of life?
Sure. So there is a difference, obviously, between wear and tear and this chronic pain, and of course, true emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I just want to differentiate that. So
yeah,
like this
point.
True emergency, you know, things I want you to just really be aware of are like those red flags, you know, any bladder or bowel dysfunction, they call it saddle anesthesia, you know, those inner thighs, if it becomes numb or, and it's usually bilateral symmetrical pain. So if any of those ever cross your path or you're experiencing any of those, you need to go, you know, to the ER. So I wanted
right
to
away.
Differentiate
mm-hmm.
that. So then we're talking about the next step is this chronic pain. Is it really chronic? Is it acute? How long should I wait? What
right.
should I do about it? Those
mm-hmm.
are the kind of
yeah.
things that we all wonder. It's like, is it worth a trip to see the doc?
Right.
Am I going to, do I want to pay a copay? I mean, those are all things we think about,
exactly.
right?
Exactly, yes.
So I think what we're trying to do and what we are going to be doing with this new back center is that we are going to allow allow you to be streamlined. So if you have those type of questions, that we will be able to triage you and help you immediately, so it's not going to be so painful to even make that decision.
That's awesome.
You know, back pain, it is debilitating, and I think it gets brushed aside when it comes to, you know, diabetes and hypertension. Mm-hmm. So let's get on it right away. So my piece of advice is, if you're having back pain, it's more than a couple of days, anything going down your legs, those type of thing, and it's making the quality of life not the way you see it or want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get in here. Let's get you squared away. We will get you evaluated. We'll get you to the right person so that you can have this good quality of life and feel good about things.
Yeah, that's so important. Another thing I wanted to ask you about is opioid pain relievers. You know, they've really gotten a lot of attention the past few years. What do you think it's important to know if you're someone that's either currently taking opioids for back pain or someone who's maybe thinking that this might be the key to their current pain relief?
Sure. Yeah. Pain management is on everyone's mind. Mm-hmm. That is definitely a hot topic. You know, our focus with the Back Pain Center is really going to be getting to the root and find what the underlying cause of pain is. You know, I think chronic pain is underestimated. And so when we talk about, you know, there's a fine line between opioid use and should we or shouldn't we,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, end goal for long term, you know, opiates are not like the number one thing we're going to choose. But I think sometimes for acute reasons, maybe for a short time, if it's monitored mm-hmm. and those type of things, it may, you know, it is probably okay for some people,
mm-hmm.
but it really is case by mm-hmm. case and, you know, time by time. But we're really going to look into the other alternatives. I mean, and that's really what, there's so many alternatives
right.
that weren't turned to prior to this opioid crisis that you talk
right.
about. So, you know, there's acupuncture, like chiropractic care, the cold and heat, exercise, movement, PT, those type of things, rehab therapy. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot that goes into us, you know. Long term, there's a lot of other avenues than the opioids, and I think people are scared of them with good reason, but I think also too in a controlled environment where we've really had some good thought and we've closely looked at patient procedure, it's okay to, you know, be on them for a short period of
right,
time.
Right.
So,
and I think what you highlight is the benefit of just really having a good relationship and an individual triaging of your situation,
mm-hmm.
and that's the benefit of knowing your providers, like the team at Lake Region Healthcare takes so much pride in, really knowing and having a relationship with their patients.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what is it that you like most, maybe, about what you do, or that you're most looking forward to as you join the team here?
I think for me, developing the strong and healthy relationships among my colleagues and the community is really, really important to me. I'm thrilled to collaborate with so many specialties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even then we're maybe a rural type community, but we still have so many resources. That is just so fantastic to me. And, you know, really to be able to serve the people that are around me and in my community, it sounds pretty corny, but it is a dream come true. So, you know, patients needing help with rural care in rural care brought me home
mm-hmm.
from the East Coast, where I, you know, traveled for many, many years and did all kinds of wonderful things. But I knew that I could come home and help the people that raised me. And so to give back is huge.
Yeah, what a great circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
What about when you're not working? What do you like doing in your spare time?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so we have a 3-year-old named Harper, and Olivia is 4. So they are 2 busy little girls. So we live south of Barnesville on a farm. So we're very busy just living on the farm, but
yeah.
We love to go snowmobiling. So we're big snowmobile enthusiasts. And then, of course, in the summertime, we're at the lake. So we are jet skiing, boating, water skiing, biking, you name it.
Yeah.
If it's got wheels and a motor, we're doing it somewhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. So we're really very active with my young family, and we have a lot of fun. And you will always find us together.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, we are so excited to get to know your family and to welcome you to our family. Laura Suggs, she is going to be joining our spine care and neurosurgery team here in the back center as a nurse practitioner. And I just can't thank you enough for taking some time to introduce yourself to our listeners this morning and sharing your background with us. We're so glad to have you on the team.
Thank you so much. Yes, of course. So happy to be here.
Laura Suggs and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day today, reminding you there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.